Portland Trailblazers, they head to Oklahoma City, where the Blazers have not won in OKC in the regular season since February of 2021.
Yeah, and those games have been hellscapes.
Yeah.
Look at the scores in those games.
I think they've lost 13 or 14 in a row to OKC. I think it's 14.
Yeah, it's not good.
14 straight.
It was at one point in time a rivalry where Portland was actually dog walking them.
Yeah, Dame waving Paul George out of town.
Basically broke a franchise, and ever since then, it's gone against them.
Yeah, because they sure figured out a way to win.
Here's a weird quirk about tonight's game. You know the Thunder are actually playing a game in less than 24 hours.
Oh, really?
They played the San Antonio Spurs last night in San Antonio.
Oh.
Again, the trip from San Antonio to OKC, maybe a two-hour flight? Maybe?
No idea. I'll take your word for that, though. Seems about right. I'll carry the one.
I don't even think it's that long to be honest. Yeah, it's an hour and a half. 125 nonstop. All right. So,
probably shorter on a charter, too.
Yeah. So they're going to turn and burn.
More comfortable.
After the game last night. They're also, they might, questionable. Isaiah Hartenstein may make his debut for the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight.
Broke his hand in the preseason.
This is actually kind of a good news thing for the Trailblazers in that the Thunder won't have to play small entirely the whole game, right? And the Thunder are this weird team.
If it works, they will.
Well, here's the thing. The Thunder are this weird team where, like, this whole idea of, like, going small is like, oh, God. It's not the Pelicans where you're like, oh, they're going small because they don't have a center to begin with, but they're also not built to do it. The Thunder have Lu Dort and Jalen Williams.
Dortcher Chamber. Still probably the best name in
It's a great
sports.
Nickname. And look, I walked out behind him when they came here 2 weeks ago. I'm not kidding. He's built like Ray Lewis. And if you've ever seen Ray Lewis out of pads and not in a suit, you see how thick he is from front to back. And NBA players aren't built like that. They're lean for a reason. Like you run up and down the floor, you lose weight. It's hard to keep it on when you're running 3.5 miles a night and these bursts. Like it's just, he's different.
Mm-hmm.
He's bigger than Zion as far as like front to back. Yeah, he's a fridge.
I know how hard it is to keep weight on.
Right? Yeah. Yep. But he's enormous. And even though he's only 6'4", maybe 6'5", he's so strong. He is so unbelievably strong that they can get away with him at center because they've got Shea, who's 6'6", and J-Dub, who's 6'6", 6'7", and you just kind of go through their whole lineup. It's all very long, and they're all very strong. Alex Caruso's 6'4", maybe 6'5", strong as hell. Like, the Blazers are doing this as well. Smart teams are prioritizing guys that are big and strong. Like, that is a thing that they're doing.
And we got, like, 2 more months till Chet's back. He would really hurt that strength, that strength quota
but
there.
But that was the whole point of going.
When you say J-Dub, you're talking about a Jalen Williams. Which one?
J-Dub, not J-Will. J-Will is not active. He's the other big.
Okay.
Yeah, J-Will is the big, and he's like 6'8", but he's strong as hell, too.
A lot of teams having two players with the same name.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. But J-Dub is a guy who he looks skinny, but is strong as hell. Like, it's just, that is the kind of what they have done and what they have built. Like, the only one who's, like, skinny is Isaiah Joe. And even Cason Wallace is a little, pocket-sized guard, but, again, tough as nails, strong as hell.
Hmm.
And they have prioritized just this swarming, just relentless defense that it was like, well, just go big and have Donovan down in the paint. It's like, Donovan doesn't have a post game. You can't dump the ball into him on the block and be like, go score on guys because you're a foot taller. And even if he did, it's kind of playing into what OKC wants you to do because they're so disruptive and they're so athletic and they're so bursty. When they played last time, remember, they went small because Chet got in foul trouble and they forced it in too much to DA. And you've got Dort on the back end, like playing the back, and you've got Caruso fronting, and they're just like, go ahead. None of you know how to throw an entry pass, so we're going to go ahead and force you to do it.
Blazers have really worked on that the last 2 weeks.
I'll just tell you this right now. No one in the NBA that's under the age of 30 knows how to throw an entry pass. It's insane. It is I understand.
And the Blazers have checks the roster.
Yeah, Jeremy Grant. That's it.
One guy under over 30.
It is a lost art. I know we've gone the way of the dodo with, like, the straight post-ups, But number one, it's coming back. Like, look around the NBA.
Pendulum has swung.
It never should have gone away. The whole idea of the death lineup Warriors, like, oh, yeah, no, small ball rules. Yeah, small ball rules when you have the two greatest shooters maybe in NBA history and the greatest scorer in NBA history on the same roster.
Don't let facts
get That's when
away.
Small ball works. And you know what breaks small ball? Having a guy
Big
who's
balls.
7 foot. Yes, that part. Perfect. Having a guy at 7 foot tall, 280 pounds, like Joel Embiid, who and healthy, or Nikola Jokic, can just bludgeon you to death in the paint.
Yeah, Blazers 11.5-point dogs with no Chet Holmgren.
That feels about right, to be honest.
Yeah, 11.5-point dogs heading into this one.
I don't think DA is going to go. He was doubtful. Anthony Simons was questionable. I talked to Ant the other day. He was still fighting this.
It could be the good news on the horizon. Maybe he's back.
Yeah, I think it's with Ant. He's generally going to see if he can go. It's just a matter of, like, can he breathe?
Yeah.
Like, that's
I heard
kind
that's
of,
important.
Yeah, he was running out of breath within a few minutes. And Ant's the kind of guy who can play 40-plus minutes no problem. Like, he's that's kind of what guys like him and CJ McCollum have done. They run endlessly, and they can play 40 minutes. Like, they've got that kind of cardio. So, but yeah, here's the thing. They're probably going to get punched in the mouth because OKC is really good. But if you're hoping for a Blazers win, it would be their first four-game winning streak since 2022.
Oh. Well, hey, look at that. I do have updated numbers for everybody out there.
No, hit me.
I have updated win totals in the National Basketball Association. Because this three-game win streak has freaked people out, right?
Yeah.
People are very worried about what this three-game win streak means. The updated win totals for the NBA.
Let me guess for Portland. 23.5.
I was going to go with 28.
Yeah, it's 23.5, but they are, that is up to.
God, I hate you.
Well, that is up to, they still are, they're now tied with the Utah Jazz, the Brooklyn Nets, for the second lowest win total in the NBA this year. The only team that is lower right now is the Washington Wizards at 20.5 wins.
Okay, again, the expected win-loss, which is a pretty good projector of what will happen during a season over 82 games, because everybody gets so wrapped up in the individual events of one game. And again, this is the dumb math nerd, okay? The expected win losses based on Portland's performances right now, even with this three-game win streak, is 23 wins.
Yeah.
They are still tied for the 10th worst record in the league.
Yeah, but, I mean,
and
this
again,
is what Vegas is saying. They are expected to win two more games, because they have won two more than expected to this point. They're expected to win two more games than what they thought at the very beginning of the season. And it is tied for the second worst.
Yes.
Only to the Washington Wizards, which are unequivocally bad. And oh, by the way, that does include teams like, but not limited to, the three-win Toronto Raptors, which have a higher expected win total for the rest of the year. Toronto right now, with three wins on the season, they have an over-under win total of 27.5.
I would have 26.5 for the guy.
It is a lower win total than the New Orleans Pelicans, which are 4-11 right now, and it's the exact same as the 3-11 Utah Jazz, okay? And the 6-9 Brooklyn Nets.
Okay, and here's what I want everybody to understand. Yes, they're one game away from 500 right now at 6-8, being 7-7, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're also two games away from being 4-10.
All right. Well, that's people want.
I would feel better about that.
But that's the thing. It doesn't matter. Over 82 games.
Yeah.
It does not matter what it looks like over three. It's what it matters over 82.
I get it. But two more wins right now than what we thought they would have been. Still,
sure. Yes, you have two more wins.
It does feel like it matters.
It doesn't. It doesn't matter
a
skosh, because you've got a Pelicans team that is missing seven of their top seven players.
Yeah. Here, just look at, think of it in these terms, right? Philly. Are they going to be this bad all year?
No.
They will not be. I mean, they've played largely this entire, with their three best players,
they've
never
not played,
played a
together.
Game. You have New Orleans, which
they
you just
might actually
there.
Be screwed, though, because they are missing so many people.
But the East has to play each other,
yes.
too. And that is a massive, massive point. So don't look at it right now where the Blazers are 10th in the NBA right now. Look at it as, well, you've got to play, the East has got to play the East.
Yes.
And there will be natural and, let's be quite frank here, unnatural tanking that the Blazers will undergo at some point this season. Okay?
Fair enough.
Everything is going to be okay.
They right now...
Now, if they go and win at the end of the year, I will rip them properly.
Yes.
Well, and that's one thing that I can probably disagree with as a lifelong Blazer fan is I don't know that everything is going to be okay.
You know what, Jeff? I appreciate that. And that's okay. Hey, this is a safe space. This is a safe space. What have the Blazers given you to make you feel like you should be comfortable with them tanking in a season that they should tank?
Yeah. It's not feeling good yet.
No.
It hasn't for a while.
Yeah. But don't panic yet. Just
no.
embrace the fact that, look, they won three games in a row. Look, they won three games in a row.
Yeah, and that comes up at the same time that I need to do a refill on my anxiety meds. That's not great timing.
All right. Well, they currently have the third worst point differential in the Western Conference.
Yes.
And they have the, fourth, fifth, sixth worst point differential in the entire NBA. The entire NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll figure it out.
And they have more wins than all those other teams, which is kind of like everyone's like, well, they have that 145
loss. I know, that's
loss.
Not a good thing.
But that's my point. By winning, by virtue of winning, that means their point differential is positive.
A 500 team the last 10, huh?
You guys playing are not helping
sorry.
Here yeah. with me.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I love you both. Not helping.
It's not something to worry about at this point. It's genuinely not. And that's the thing. It's like you look at where they're at.
Vegas still thinks they suck.
Yeah. Look, they're not doing this to entice. Look, the reason that line is up to 23.5 is because they're like, hey, there's some dumb fans in Portland that think this is actually real. Let's go ahead and steal their money. That's why they're doing this.
And they're still 11.5 point favorites tonight when the opposing team's second best player is not available.
And they currently don't have a center active on the roster.
Yeah, dude.
That should tell you everything you need to know. Look, I hate...
You're just telling me to bet the Blazers.
I hate...
You're just telling me to bet the Blazers.
I just hate rehashing this, but let's...
I'm not going to do it.
Let's go at the...
We don't need to rehash it.
I want to hit this real quick because I am inundated with it for the last week. The Minnesota Timberwolves shot 7 of 42 from 3.
It's my fault.
No, it's not your fault. It's not you. I get it online all day, and I get it in my comments, and I get it. It's insane.
Dang, you're the people that he argues with on the dumper.
I am the dumper voice.
Minnesota Timberwolves.
Am I the station's big dumper?
Yeah. The Minnesota Timberwolves shot 7 of 42 from 3.
Yeah.
They were disinterested in the game. Absolutely atrocious. Yeah. Just god-awful level basketball. The Blazers also have their best shooting night of the season so far and the single best shooting night as a percentage from three in the NBA. Yep. The next night, you follow that up with a disinterested team that can't hit the broadside of a barn. Donovan Klingon has an unbelievable 17-12-8 rookie performance, one of nine players to ever do it. So you've got two out-of-this-world performances already going in your favor. And then you have backed that up with Shaedon Sharpe's back-to-back best games.
Yeah. All right.
And you had an Atlanta team that turned the ball over 25 times, and you won by a single possession.
Well, why is it I feel like that wasn't the first time somebody on the show said Shaedon Sharpe?
Did I
do it once?
I don't know.
It was close, I think. Something like that.
I don't know.
But I'm saying all you're seeing is shotgun outliers everywhere.
Well,
that's not how it goes over 82 games.
Until you're a Blazer fan
yeah.
and it crushes your dreams and your hopes. All right?
Vancouver 4 text line. You know, you have to know the Blazers are going to go full Blazers and win this game tonight, right?
By 30.
Yeah.
Be like, we ended the streak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, is that... Okay. Will Blazer fans hate Chauncey Billups if he wins too many games?
Yes.
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 After it'll be the same people. It will be the exact same people that were crucifying him for being the worst coach and doesn't develop any talent. Mm-hmm. It'll be
I texted in the other morning on my way listening to Dirt and Sprague after the third straight win. I was like, will he get fired for winning too much?
No, that won't happen.
No, well, I know it won't. But
The Blazer fans will
because they don't want to pay him to go away.
But they've already fired him three times. So, all right.
But also, quick question: at what point are we outside of the small sample theater part of things?
With regards to what?
The season.
You really can't get anything until about 30 games.
Well, hold on.
We're 14 games in, that's 17% of the season.
Well, I know. But you're saying that, but what he's saying is that what has happened over the last three wins are three drastically different ways of winning.
Fair.
There's no consistency. Line to pull through. Yeah.
Like the Blazers theme is being consistently inconsistent.
Yeah.
This year.
Look, Donovan
and they've won three games. Yeah, Donovan Klingon
had 17-12
and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, no. 17-12-8 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And you know what I didn't hear on Sunday against the Atlanta Hawks? Man, Donovan Klingon was really good because he got played off the floor. Yeah. He was a minus 20 in his minutes out there. And that's what's going to happen because he's a kid. But like that's my point in that, yeah, you can't count on those things. And over 82 games, if you don't have things you can count on night in, night out, you're going to lose a lot.
Okay.